Hey, I'm Jen and I'm a writing tutor at the University of Winnipeg's Writing Center. As a humanities student, I've written quite a few academic papers and I know how overwhelming the process can be. If you have a deadline for a research paper looming and don't quite know where to begin, I'm here to help. I'm going to break down the writing process for you and hopefully provide some tips you might find useful. First things first, I just want to list a few resources that might come in handy when you're writing a paper. Number one, your professor. If the assignment isn't clear enough or you need a bit of guidance, don't hesitate to reach out to them. Also, talk to your classmates. They might have the same questions you do and possibly some answers. Look into your writing center on campus or other student support services as well. The library is going to come in handy when writing a paper, and I will talk a bit more about that later. Most profs will recommend the website Purdue OWL for academic writing, and I have found it very useful over the years, so be sure to take a look at that as well if you have questions. So, writing a paper. Often students dive into a paper without a clear idea of where they're going with it. Although this may work at times, it can often leave a writer stuck and ultimately frustrated. Writing a paper involves four major stages: planning, writing, revising, and editing. Planning consists of brainstorming and research, which will be the focus of this podcast. However, there are three more important stages to consider afterward. The hardest part of a paper often is figuring out how to take your thoughts and ideas and turn them into a scholarly argument, or even coming up with ideas in the first place. This is why finding a planning style that suits you is so important. Some strategies to get your thought process rolling include outlining, and a basic outline consists of a header for each paragraph, along with the topic of each paragraph, the points you want to make about it, and any other information you want to write down so you can revisit it later. An outline is also an easy way to organize your research notes as you make them. Feel free to look into your writing center's handouts to see if there's anything that will help you with outlining. Free writing is also very helpful. All you do is set a timer and write for 5 to 10 minutes about your topic with no filter, no editing, just thoughts to paper. And don't stop until the time is up. You might be surprised with what you come up with. Some people, especially visual learners, find word webs or mind mapping helpful. Most are familiar with this concept, but if not, start with your topic and from there draw out a web of related subtopics you might be interested in writing about and any ideas you have that stem from there. Talking your ideas through to someone else can also be helpful, as it allows you to have a sounding board as well as another perspective to work from or be inspired by. If none of these sound like they suit you, feel free to be creative and do whatever works for you, really. From here, you'll be able to tell what direction you want to go with your paper and what you might need to do in terms of research to fully develop and support your ideas. The next step in the planning process is research. If you're not quite sure where to start, a visit to the library or even just the website is your best bet. Again, your professor or the writing center can help you out too. Usually you will find scholarly sources on your topic at the library or through your library's online research database. If you decide to research using the physical library, talking to a reference staff member is a good idea. They can help you find books and other resources that will be useful. Otherwise, if you want to research using online databases, you can often search your topic using a variety of methods, such as searching by topic, journal, discipline, author, by keywords, or by starting with a related article to your topic and browsing through the cited sources in that article to find more information. Be sure to use any applicable filters to narrow down your search results to only the most relevant. Also, be sure to use the peer review filter in order to ensure the sources you used have gone through a rigorous publication process and are credible. Always make sure to keep track of the author, article, page number, and any other publication info from the sources you use, so you can find them again if needed, and of course, so you can correctly cite them both in the text of your essay and in your bibliography. You may need to return to research again as you shift your ideas and revise your paper and even possibly your argument. Once you feel you've collected enough information to back up your argument, you're ready to write. Best of luck and thanks for listening.